Let's talk about Klaas Mbeuyen then. He's a South African fighter. That's what I know about him. What do you know about him?
I know he's had 26 fights, won 16 of them. All his losses, he's gone the distance. He's only lost on points. So his nickname's the Iron Man. So I know I'm expecting a tough fighter. But I may be the first one to stop him.
He's, if you look at his record, you perhaps have to delve between the detail, don't you? Because otherwise the lists on the websites and what have you can seem quite mixed.
That's it, yeah, that's it. And I don't watch my opponents, like you already know. Ryan watches them for me, Dennis and Chris Smedley. And they know I've got what it takes to beat him. I've been working on a lot of different things. He's a southpaw, a box. Jason Cunningham for the Commonwealth title beat him. He was a southpaw, but an extremely talented fighter, Cunningham. I'm not expecting this guy to be as talented. I'm just expecting him to be tough. So I know I've got to have my A game on to my best boxing ability.
So what are you trying to do differently? What are you trying to add to your game, as it were, to get past this guy?
I know in my locker I can go to war. I can go in the trenches. For this one, I'm gonna use my jab. I'm gonna stick to boxing, and then I know that's what I'm working on in the gym every day, on the bags, pads, and in sparring. Boxing. And if I can win the fight by just jabbing, I'm gonna win the fight by doing that and not going to war. But I know I've got it in me, and sometimes I do like a bit of a rook, so I'll probably mix it up a bit as well.
So this represents something of a change, does it? Perhaps even a thought, because you are moving through the levels now, that you need to be, and it's all degrees, isn't it? But just that bit more savvy, is that?
That's it, yeah. I know I'm at that top level. I'm ranked number 10 in the world with the WBO, number 13 in the world with IBF. So I'm at that top level. Every day now I'm training world class, like I am already the world champion, what I'm going to be.
Is this, will this affect that? So you beat this guy, where will that leave you then in the rankings?
Well, win this, the WBO Intercontinental, and I believe it should get me in the top five in the world. Well, that's what I'm hoping for. After winning the WBO European, it's made me number 10. So I believe win this one and I'm being top five. And the world title's just being vacated as well. So I'm sure Dennis will be able to pull a few strings and get me that shot.
Because that means, for the uninitiated, you rise up to fifth in the world. Yep. In terms of time scale, to have that shot at the world title could mean what?
Two fights. I could be two fights away. Win this one. Dennis has told me this is virtually my world title eliminator. This is what I've been waiting for since I was a kid, so I'm putting everything into it.
And it's going to be at the Magna Centre in Rotherham, isn't it? On the 30th.
Yeah, 30th of May.
And what are you expecting crowd-wise? Has your recent success, maybe when you've glanced out of the ring, blimey, there's a few more in. Quite a few more in.
Well, certainly. I still sell all the tickets myself. I still do all that. And last Monday I got all the VIP tickets. I got 75 of the 100 VIP tickets, and I did them by Wednesday. A lot of them have gone.
Do you enjoy that side of it?
I do and I don't. I like mixing with my fans, and I like the support. I love the support. I thrive off it. So I like to know I'm getting a good crowd behind me.
It's kind of, though, having to sell, isn't it? You are the product, but it's selling the tickets, isn't it? It's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hassle going out there and delivering them, and then someone will phone you and they want an extra ticket on seat next to him for ringside, and you've already sold the other ringside, so that's the hard bit about it. But I'm used to it after all these years of doing it.
It's certainly an interesting time for you, isn't it? What about the Commonwealth title then? Such famous Commonwealth title. Where are you with that and defending that?
Well, I vacated it. I vacated it to move on to this, to get this opportunity for the WBO Intercontinental. It's a bigger title. All my titles mean a lot to me, but this one, to win another one, means a lot. So I vacated the Commonwealth, give someone else a chance to fight for it, and it's ended up being Jason Cunningham, who I beat.
Has it really?
For the title,
right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
He's boxing for it on the 15th of May, so I've gained it up and give someone else the opportunity, and it's ended up being him. So good luck to him. I hope he gets it this time.
Speaking on behalf of perhaps fight fans in South Yorkshire, your fight takes place on the same night that I think Kell Brook's in action in London.
Yeah.
How much is that is ever a consideration? Because I'm sure there'll be people who might be at yours that might have thought on a different day I'd have gone down to London and vice versa.
Yeah, there
How
is.
How much does that play its part?
There is. A lot of people said it on Twitter, oh, already ordered my tickets for Kel's fight, so I'm not going to make it to yours this time, but I'll make it to yours next. And it works like that, but look at Kelly's, he's at that world level, so... I can't knock them if they are going down, but mine's a local fight. They haven't got to spend a lot of money to travel through to Rotherham, so I am expecting a lot, thinking rather than travelling all the way to London, they're going to come and support me.
Can you let us know about the undercard? Who else is involved?
Josh Whale, okay. V. Di Davis is on the undercard for the Commonwealth title at featherweight. There's a few other local Sheffield fighters on it who are usually on my undercard, so it's going to be a very busy bill. So I know, obviously with my fight, I always say it's going to be exciting, and people know it is, but the undercard's going to be exciting as well.
Hopefully a little less dramatic than the last time we saw you in action at the Octagon, although it had nothing to do with any of the fighters involved.
Yeah, it were some of the fans from the other lads on the card, unfortunately, but that's the way it goes. They have a few beers and they think they're rocky.
Don't they? It's like I said to you, it's certainly going to be an interesting time, and I wonder if there isn't, not a resurgence, but an opportunity here for... fighters from lower weights, because we've all seen the press in the last few weeks, what's been going on for ages, in and around the Pacquiao fight, and the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, but just how, because as a sporting public, that everybody seems to want to gravitate towards heavyweights. Well, there aren't any, not really.
Not really,
not
no.
really in terms of class. So I wonder if for fighters of the smaller weights, there is a real opportunity here to make bigger names for themselves.
Well, everybody's saying it, from super flyweight up to light middle now, that's what's exciting. And it does seem to be, it's hovering around superfly, bantam, super bantam, feather, so that's really exciting. Then obviously your welterweights, so it is really exciting, and like I'm going to make sure my fight's exciting. I've got a lot of people wanting to watch me from all around the country, so that's great. I was on a radio show in America the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they
right,
phoned
okay.
me from America for a radio show out there, because my style of fighting, the American fans are loving it from what they've seen on YouTube, so that's exciting. So maybe in the near future I could be venturing out there.
Right, I was going to say, could that lead to something then? I mean, certainly on your path to the world title, I can't imagine you wouldn't have to go overseas somewhere.
Well, you never know. Jamie McDonald's fighting in Texas this weekend for the world title, so who knows what could happen. I could end up fighting out there. And
I could see the lights in Dennis Hobson's head switching on here at the very thoughts of that. I mean, you know, we're just talking now, and I suppose it's a pipe dream slash theory slash potential opportunity here. I mean, could that happen?
It could. It certainly
right.
could, yeah.
Is that something you're pushing for?
Yeah, and Dennis has just been out in America as well, and he's had lots of good meetings out there. So
right.
I can see in the near future going out there for maybe a training camp first, or maybe, who knows, win this one, and then that could be my world title shot out there.
Because certainly in terms of exposure, I mean, the bandwagon clearly is rolling for you, but yeah. over there, that would it would add to it 15-20%, if not more, wouldn't it?
Of course it would, yeah, certainly would. I've got like I say, a build-up of fans from out there now on Twitter. I don't do any other social media, but Twitter is going mad with me, American fans, so I'm happy with that, and I'm going to keep it going.
But before then, though, it's at home, or near enough home, at Magna. It should be another fantastic night, shouldn't it? How are things different for you in terms of how you approach fights now, knowing that before it was the long shot, it was getting over the injuries? Well, now you're 5 unbeaten, aren't you?
Yeah,
people are looking at you. It's not a case of, can he do it? About odds and what have you. You're the favourites for these now.
That's it. But I still got to prove myself. I train every fight like it's my world title, because I know from the past experience it can be taken away from you. So there's no chance I'm ever going to let that happen again. I'm working so hard now to make sure I beat anyone what's put in front of me.